The House will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum,
here.
Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, excused, Barker, Burley, Cameron, Flores, Greenlick, Minnis, Nelson, Reed, and Mr. Speaker.
The flag salute will be led by Representative Vicki Berger.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be a moment of silence. Courtesies. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to take a moment of my time to bring Stacy Panis, my staffer, to the sidebar. This is Stacy's last day on my staff. She's been with me through three sessions now, and she's really an extraordinary young woman. Stacy has worked for about 4 years doing a lot of volunteer work and a lot of training with the dream of getting into the field of law enforcement, and she's leaving my employment to become a deputy for the Marion County Sheriff's Department. So I just wanted to wish her all the best in her new and long sought after career, and just have you all fix her face in your mind so as you have that temptation to speed through the streets of Marion County, you'll remember that Stacy is going to be one of the people watching you. So thank you so much and best of luck.
Congratulations, Stacy. We will miss you on the third floor. Further courtesies, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to say a little word about Representative Max Sumner, who served with distinction in the House prior to illness forcing him to retire last month. Most of you know it's my honor to serve as the appointed representative for District 18, and I hope that you'll join me today in respectfully sending our best wishes for a speedy and full recovery to his family. Joining us today on the floor is Sandy Sumner, Mac's wife, and also his partner in the 2005 legislative session. She continues her service to this body in the office of Representative Morgan, who is hogging courtesies this morning. And we have a card here that was circulated, and because so many staff and members wanted to wish Mac well, we got a little behind. So if there are any of you here this morning that would still like to sign this card, I welcome that. But we also have this little care package for Mac and Sandy, and I want to present it today on behalf of everybody in the House with our best wishes. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And our thoughts are certainly with the Sumner family. Please give our best to Mac and the family. Further courtesies, Representative Witt.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, I want to call your attention to the absence and the reasons for that of Representative Lim. And I would like to call your attention on the basis that in 2005, the U.S. Congress passed resolutions commemorating Korean American Day, which is observed each and every year on January 13th, the day the first Korean settlers landed on the shores of Hawaii. Over 25,000 Korean Americans live, work, and raise families in Oregon. In addition, South Korea is Oregon's second largest trading partner, and in 2005, our state exported more than $1.3 billion in goods to South Korea. Later this session, we will be asked to officially commemorate Korean American Day, but I wanted to take this time to offer my appreciation here and now. Lastly, one of those 25,000 Korean Americans in Oregon is our very good friend and colleague, Representative John Lim, who will be awarded the second Korean American Pioneer Leadership Award in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He is also being awarded the Korea Daily's Man of the Year. I am asking the body now to join me in recognizing Representative Lim's very significant accomplishments with a round of applause. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. We all congratulate Representative Lim. Messages from the Governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 2440 relating to rates for coverage under medical insurance pool. House Bill 2444 relating to Oregon Bartlett Prayer Commission declaring an emergency. House Bill 2445 relating to recreational land and declaring an emergency.
Bills read first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading memorials and resolutions. Bills reports and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. A memo from Speaker Jeff Merkley, effective immediately. I am appointing Representative Andy Olson as Vice Chair of the Human Services and Women's Wellness Committee. Further announcements? Remonstrances? Adjournment? Representative Jensen?
Madam Speaker, I move the House stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 16th at 11 a.m.
Thank you. Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 16th, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.